Welcome, one and all, to Squirrels and Robots, episode 144.
Baby metal!
Oh my god.
A new baby metal album will be released in March 2023.
Fantastic. In other news,
but this is amazing news.
Is it?
Yes. They totally disappeared and it was like, oi, will baby metal ever come back? You know, are they still around? The mystery. It was all mysterious and no one knew what was going on.
There's no mystery. They took a few months off, recorded more material, and here we are.
Yes, well, but we didn't know that. You know, a lot of fans thought, you know, it was over.
Well, it's not.
Even I knew they were doing things. Also, the lady who plays in Murder, She Wrote was murdered by death.
Yeah, Angela Lansbury, who played a multitude of roles in her long career in Hollywood, has passed away at 96.
Now, that is a good run, honestly. I will be so lucky to not murder someone by the time I'm 96.
Unfortunately, kind of a slow week. A bunch of Marvel movies, including Blade, Fantastic Four, Avengers Secret Wars, and Deadpool 3, all have had their release dates pushed back.
That is a bummer, mate, because, you know, I really wanted to see Deadpool 3. You know, the sooner the better.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. There's kind of a cool trailer for a film called Megan. The E is actually in the number 3 in the title. It's about a killer AI doll companion. You know? Think Chucky. But kind of weirder.
It looks creepy good. Looking forward to that.
There's supposedly multiple Silent Hill games in the works, according to one of the directors of the film, Silent Hill. Allegedly.
Yeah, that seems like a reliable source.
Yeah, whatever. No, because I don't care about Silent Hill at this point, okay? Make your remakes, make your reboots, I don't care. Wander around in the fog.
Wow.
There's a photo from the upcoming reboot of Red Sonja floating around.
I'd rather have a Xena film, honestly.
Yeah, that would be good. NASA managed to redirect an asteroid by crashing something into it. So I guess for future instances of, you know, asteroids heading to Earth to obliterate it, I guess there's a possibility of redirecting that.
Oh, and that was our last hope of getting rid of humans.
Yeah, but, hey, speaking of space, at least they're sending Tom Cruise up into space, apparently for a movie he's working on.
Will he be coming back?
Most likely.
Oh, the news keeps getting worse. But, all right, listen, on the plus side, for fans of Shin Megami Tensei 3, they are making a 4LP vinyl box set of the soundtrack, which will be released by Fangamer, if my sources are correct.
Is that a good thing?
Well, I mean, if you like that series, it's a rather nice collectible, isn't it? I would say yes, but I generally do not care about anything, except my shoes.
Yeah, TwitchCon was a thing that apparently went horribly wrong in some instances, as there were allegedly numerous police reports filed for harassment and other issues, and someone apparently broke their back in two places after jumping into a shallow foam pit.
Who jumps into a shallow foam pit?
Humans do that, but the foam pit was just kind of meant to cushion one's fall for some of the foam sword duels that were going on, you know? Basically, two people were on pedestals just fighting it out, you fall over, you lose. Bro, it's foam. But apparently this person jumped from their pillar and basically landed on their butt. I don't know, breaking things.
Well, that doesn't seem like a smart thing to do, in my opinion.
No, probably not, but whatever. Since this is a slow week, there's no need to waste your time with nonsense news and filler, and we've been super busy, and I'm not getting into the political crap that's been happening with certain podcasters and all that garbage.
Oi, wait, listen. Facebook, you know, like Meta, right? They bought 3 dev studios, you know, including the one that made Resident Evil 4 in VR.
Yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. I'm kind of expecting everyone to get into the dev acquisition fray with, you know, Sony, Microsoft, and whoever else. So, you know, whatever. It's billion-dollar business stuff that I have no vested interest in and, unfortunately, just perpetuates the ever-dwindling scope of indies out there.
Well, not really. I mean, there's millions of indie devs.
Okay. Good indie devs, all right? There's a few dozen really good ones and a lot of basement hobbyists.
We are also basement hobbyists, but can we also be called devs?
I wouldn't even call you hobbyists. I would say you're incompetent thinkers.
Oi! Dude, she's totally right.
Thank you.
I mean, we have ideas for games, but haven't done jack with it. So, even Tinkerer is an overassessment of our abilities.
I blame Begley for that.
You what?
Well, if you spent less time looking up baby metal things and anime jiggles, maybe we'd have a game done by now. But no, you gotta keep refreshing websites daily for a year in hopes of news about some music band of metal babies.
It's baby metal. It wasn't daily. It was like every other day. Thank you.
You do that once a month. Only once a month. That's reasonable. But I gotta get me pre-order in, you know? It's like as soon as it goes live, I need to get me the vinyl and the limited edition. And, you know, they're doing two concerts, which will probably mean they'll release a Blu-ray. And, you know, that's gonna be a small fortune. So, you know, I gotta be on top of that.
Dude, there's gonna be like 5 versions of the new album. You know that, right?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, so...
Oi. Lend me a few quid, will ya? I am all out of squid. I am sorry.
Whatever, never mind. I'll figure something out. No, you won't. Later, everyone. October is a super hectic month for us, both IRL and virtually, so we're neck deep in everything. So we out. Be well, stay smart.
And go watch the things we posted this week.
Yeah, do that too.
Also, if you want to have fun this year, right, give out Stadia as a Halloween treat this year.
Dude, they canceled that, you know. We went over this. It's not going to work after January 2023.
Well, I'll know that, mate. You know, it's a treat that turns into a trick in about 3 months. And then a bunch of e-waste. Patch those controllers, Google, so they can be used as Bluetooth controllers for PC. Thank you.
Yeah, that is a good idea. Google, get on that. Yeah, I'm sure they're going to get right on that because you said so. Well, if more people listen to me, the world wouldn't be in the state we're in. So, whatever. Enjoy the e-waste, I suppose.
Wow.